with the Office Beat this morning. It's a Tuesday, and this morning we are going to be talking about your children. Now, it's interesting that in this time and age where a lot of people are actively, and I mean actively, trying to get children either through artificial means or maybe through prayer and fasting and, you know, all the whatnot that happened. You know, children are still, some would argue, the most beautiful thing that we have on the planet. Just recently, Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, welcomes his child. You know, hey, despite all of the issues going around, he still had time to make a baby. And they say, I'm not saying this, they say that you should be very careful and wary of pandemic babies. Yep, that babies born since, let's see now, February of last year to today have a totally different genome, totally different aura about them, that they have superpowers. That's what I hear, that pandemic babies have superpowers. So if you have a pandemic baby, maybe we'll have you calling and tell us what your experiences are with your newborn. But a child is a beam of sunlight from the infinite and eternal, with possibilities of virtue and vice, but as yet unstained. A child is a beam of sunlight from the infinite and eternal, with possibilities of virtue and vice, but as yet unstained. Herbert Hoover said, "Children are our most valuable resource." Did you ever think about that? Children being our most valuable resource. Do we consider our children as our most valuable resource? Now, this is an interesting conversation. The child: "Mommy, will you trust Auntie Esther, the maid now, with your money or your jewelry?" And the mom goes, "Of course not. Do you know how much I spent getting those things?" Then the child asks, "Then why do you trust her with me?" Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3, Nigeria United. Let's talk.
My name is Jude. Good morning. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. This morning, our starter is about our children. And the question is this: why do we trust our maids or our help so much with arguably our most prized possession? Children are our most valuable resource, Herbert Hoover. If you believe that, then just like this child who asked the mother, why then, if you don't trust the maid, the help, with your jewelry, why do you trust that person with your child, with your son and your daughter? It got me thinking. I got this message about yesterday. It got me thinking. In fact, I was this close to starting out with this yesterday. But I kept asking myself, isn't it an unfair conundrum or an unfair situation to place before a parent, particularly a parent in the 21st century? If you look around, and I mean right now, take a look around, those of you are outside, you are likely to find in around Port Harcourt, you're likely to find a woman who's with a child and then another smaller child. Another small child with the person. Someone's own baby. Maybe the child is 10. Maybe the child is 11. Or sometimes I have seen 8 and 10, 8 and 7 as well, taking care or assisting the woman take care of a baby. So why do we trust those children with our own children? And to make this even more complex, we see a lot of parents, some of you right now are doing that, and all of this is coming off to the representatives, you know, proposing a compulsory crèche for public and private offices and new workplaces. A lot of people say it's a great one. I personally think it is, because mothers are burdened with a lot of responsibility, and so to come with your child to work and having a place where they can stay seems like a great idea. But on the flip side, why are we so trusting? Why do we trust our maids? Why do we trust our helps so much with our own children? There have been countless, go on social media, go on YouTube, for example, there are countless videos of parents who have placed monitors in their living rooms to find out what the maid does to the child. How many of you saw that video of the maid that literally threw the child in the air and let the child fall on the ground? because she was upset that the child was crying. She literally did that. I didn't do that. She did that. And there's so many things that we've heard that maids and helps do to children. Our children, your children. I don't have a child yet, but you know, hey, your children. So, ladies and gentlemen, this Pokey talk show this morning, I asked a question, just like the child who asked that question. Mommy, if you don't trust the maid with your jewelry, why then do you trust the maid with me? Or rather, why do you trust me with the maid? Why do you entrust me in the care of the maid? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009 is the female caller number. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. 16. Jump onto Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon, Koro.
Good morning.
I want to ask you a question. Maybe I'm staying with you and you're taking care of me very well. You go out, you give me a child. I'll take care of that child very well. So if you look at me, so going out, I will protect you. Once we left the house, I also said I had died. That's what I see every year. So if we go to our maid, why will you enter house then you differentiate the maid and the children? Why is it being like that? You go to everybody's call, going to their parents to collect them, you use this mat, I'll put them in school, I'll take care of them, I'll give them better food to job, all the same thing. When you collect them, when they give you the child, you start getting the child. And you now choose to send your child to that particular person to take care of. What do you want me to do? Not to start a misbehaving. What is misbehaving? If you take care of the child, you also take care of your own. If you feel the picking well, give her money, pocket money. She will not go and keep your goals. She will not go and keep your money. She will not do all these kind of things. So if you take care of our maid, every human being, that they will be able to extend hand of fellowship to our children. Thank you very much. God bless.
All right. Thank you, sis. We should extend a hand of fellowship. That way, you know, our children would be safer with our maids and the helps. But now, what about those who are in schools? These days, a lot of parents are sending their children to crèches, you know, 1-year-olds these days. I have a friend who says it doesn't make sense to send a child to that kind of place. But I'm like, what do you want the mothers to do? What do you want the fathers to do? These days, many families, particularly in this part of the world, cannot afford to not do that. They have to go out to make money. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Well, I'm going to pray for money now.
Welcome.
I think the topic we are facing concerning maids is very important, that we should extend kind of fellowship to maids, that the maids will also extend it to our children. They're very important, and also advice that maids are very, very important to be treated equally like our children. So at the end of the day, the maid will marry member what he or she has done to him when he was a maid. So it's very, very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt. Thank you, man. Three. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning. Oh dear. All right. Please do call us back if you can. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Richard.
Good morning, Richard.
I happen to be a parent, and my baby is about 4 months old. So this topic is actually something I've sat down to discuss a whole lot of times with my wife. I work, she works. And now there's so many stories about getting a maid. We wanted to get a maid. There are so many stories about it. So we were considering going to the crèche. Giving the baby in the crèche, because she's almost good. Now, it's difficult for her to go with us to her office.
Mm.
So that is the dilemma we are actually going through now. So what happens sometimes, she just has to take her to the office. Sometimes I have to drop her with my sister while I go to work. It is serious issues. Although to me, I feel getting a maid would be a better option.
Yes.
The maid being treated equally as a child of the family is actually important.
When you say maid, are you talking
but
about...
It's something that the Nigerian populace will have to just adapt to. The aspect of having to leave your child with a maid or sending that child to a crèche. Unless you're not working or you're ready to lose your job, if not, it's something that's very serious. I think I'm still battling with it right now.
Okay, now you said maid. So are you looking for a teenager or an adult maid?
I didn't get you clearly.
You said maid, that you're considering getting a maid. So I'm asking, is it a teenager? You know, somebody who's like between 18 and maybe 12.
No, I'm looking for a maid.
Adult.
I think I'll need a teenager.
You want a teenager?
It means that I want to train the person still in school and also have the person at home to take care of the baby. So that's what I'm looking at.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your candor. But therein lies another aspect of this conversation. You want a teenager, someone that you can train. We've normalized this. Some would argue that it's wrong, but you want someone to look after your child, someone who's not your child. There's a very fine line that we can veer off, you know, when we discuss things like this, because on one hand, you know, from a cultural point, you can understand why people, you know, get other children, maybe other teenagers, come and help me as I raise mine, right? I'll protect you and all of that. Another aspect, you ask yourself, if your child gets to that age of, say, 15, 16, 17, 18, would you let that child go and stay with someone to help raise their own child? It's a very fine, like I said, there's a cultural nuance to it. But as we grow up and we are exposing ourselves to more and more cultural bias, you know, you tend to ask yourself, is this actually the best way to go? Hello, Portacos, 93, good morning.
Good morning, you.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
I'm on Bimba.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, it's actually an interesting topic I am in today. I'm a father of two, and I've had my own share. Actually, the interesting aspect of this is that the country or the world is not the way it used to be. If you get a child, another person's child, let's say the teenager you talked about, maybe 13 to 18, and you are training the child, in the child's subconscious, the child knows that this is not my home. No matter how you try to do it, I don't know, it's a recent trend. Those days that we're growing up, when they send you out, of course, I know parents have confidence or they trust that when they send you to their relative, the child will be well taken care of. And they will even tell you, just be obedient. But now, parents will tell you, if you end your son and run back. I had my parents last 2 years. A girl that staying with us just got no sign, no, there was no issue. The child just woke up one morning after not herself ready for school, but she took her bag, they are taking it out. She just ran away and went back to the mother. The mother welcomed her without even trying to call the people that she's staying with. And there have been similar experiences of such. I think the safer one is to get maybe an older lady to take care of her, because the person that called before I did said, okay, you want somebody that will take care of the baby and also be there at home. if you get a teenager, the teenager will go to school while you are going to work. Except you want the teenager to be missing classes.
Mm.
So it's a precarious situation. But God will help. God will help her.
Okay. Once again, God's going to come help us in this one. All right, we'll go for a break. When we come back, more on the subject matter. My name is Jude. We're talking about our children this morning. And it's a very interesting conversation between a mother and a child. And the child asks, Mommy, do you love your jewelry? Say, yes, you like them. Right. Would you trust the maid with them? And she says, no, of course not. It cost me so much. And the child asks, then why then do you trust me with that same person? It's a very, very interesting scenario. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Our conversation starter this morning is about our love for our children. Most people like to say that they love their children. Most Nigerians, in fact, anybody on this planet would tell you that they look forward to holding their child and, you know, spending great time with them. However, a child asks the question of the mother, if you love me so much, why do you trust me with the maid, but you wouldn't trust the maid with your jewelry? Yes, jewelry. The shiny trinkets that many women keep locked away in their cupboards, in their safe deposit box, anywhere. I don't know. But the Nigerian factor, or the Nigerian scenario, you know, poses one of a cultural nuance as well as a social economic one as well. Culturally, it's not unusual to have individuals get to one particular family and get that family to give up a child or children that will be raised in view of becoming better people in the future. But some of these children, like I said, are children themselves, teenagers, 13, 14, 15 year olds, helping the woman and the man to take care of a baby. It makes sense. Having a baby is a Herculean task in itself. But the question I ask, why do we trust these maids so much? Even as we hear that there are plans to make crutches compulsory in workspaces across the Federation. It's a fantastic idea. But how fantastic an idea is it to leave children that you fought probably tooth and nail to get, those of you who have tried to get through surrogacy or artificial insemination and all of that means to get that child? You get that child and you very comfortable letting that child stay with someone else? It's a fine line this morning.
This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, the only place where talk is not cheap.
0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Then please do us a favor. If you can get through to us, do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jude.
Yes, please.
My name is Steven.
Welcome, Steven. It's a pleasure to have you here this morning.
Yeah. You know, in regards to part of the maid and the envoy, you know? Even me, as I'm talking to you, I've been a husband before. So the reason why some women trust their maid or their husband, some of them, the way you take it to the children, like all girls like me, my time they will not come out. And again, it depends on how the woman or the man has treated the maid. So if you treat the maid bad, that maid will just angry against the
child,
the madam or daughter. You understand me?
Okay. Well, thank
so, but then another way again, if you are the type of person that went to somewhere, maybe if you are the type of person that steals, if you steal again, it's another thing. But if you didn't steal, that man will trust you with everything. Then he can leave his son or daughter with you, so we should take care of. But any other of the material, he will hide it from you. But when he's on or daughter, he will make sure that you know that you're going to take care of her. Like me, that in my time, it's not a matter. And I did very well, and I saved money well, and started something for myself.
Yeah.
And again, if you treat the media, you think that the media don't have anybody to play, you treat the media, when you go to work or go to your business, that maid would transfer aggressive to your son or your daughter in the house. That's just the difference of it there. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt. Sergeant 3, good morning, please.
Yeah, hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jude. I'm Mufasa on the line.
Welcome, Mufasa.
Well, a very interesting topic. Let me just go with the last caller, because when you treat your maid well, of course, the maid will translate that or transfer that love and affection to your child. But I'm not of the opinion that you leave a child that is less than a year, you know, for a maid to take care of. I do not support that. As I'm happy when the federal government brought the idea of, you know, having to have crutches in, you know, in the offices, because any child that is not up to a year is not advisable to leave that child in any house.
Yeah, but Mufasa, even at crutches, right? Guess what? The mother or the father will still be at work, and even if it's 1 hour, 2 hours, right? They are going to be under the supervision of somebody at that crutch.
I understand. But that mother, you know, even the mother has to go to work. But in provision for maybe a space or something, you can as well take that child to your place of work if your maternity leave does not extend to that duration of time. But I would not allow any maid, as I am right now, I have a son. I would not leave my child or even allow my wife to leave my child for any outset. I would not subscribe to that. A lot of things are happening these days. Even if you want to put cameras everywhere in your house, you don't know that certain places the camera will not get to. Okay? So, personally, I do not think it is really advisable to leave a child that is younger than a year, even if it's even more than 1 year. But personally, I do not think it is wise to do that. You try to always deal with the mother, even if you are working in government, that you are working in the bank, you have to look for a way to take your child along with you. That's my position. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I'm curious, what if the woman is the governor of the state or prime minister, like New Zealand's prime minister who gave birth a while ago? Hello, Port Harcourt. 23, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, please.
The same question women usually ask when they throw topics like this to them. Mr. Jude, you won't make a gum the picking for my head. They carry my bag, go do my business. Please answer the question, because on the women's side, I don't know if women have called this morning. But the question is, should anywhere they go, I want to go to the loo. I should carry baby to the loo. I'm frying chicken. I should carry baby and go on my head. I'm going to the market. I should carry baby and go on my head. Mr. Jude, please, what is your suggestion to the women? See, there is always a means to achieve results in things like this. And that means is, of course, get a helper. Now, how you want to get a helper is like recruiting. The way you invest maybe 10 billion naira in a business, you will not leave that business to mediocre staff.
Okay.
And come around your years of raising capital for that business. That is how it is with raising a child. You don't need to go and get a mediocre helper or house head that will come and, if we're talking about life,
mm-hmm.
so for if you want to put them side by side, I think you have to get a helper that you know, because the same time you put in, a recruiting staff. For you to ask, for the child to ask your jury or me, the mother will say, baby, you speak. My jury does not speak. Baby, you can shout. Jury will not shout. You know, so if questions like this arise, the thing is this. The camera you are going to put, are you putting the camera as a trap? Because the damage that is done, before you view it, you cannot be in your office somewhere in a Lagos bus stop, and then your house is in Mokoro, and then you are monitoring the baby. They will do the harm before you even get there, and then you go. So what is the point of putting cameras? Thank you, Mr. Jude.
Thank you very much. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Yeah, Mr. Zion. Good morning.
Good morning.
The question the child asks, look at it carefully. The child is coming from somewhere of a pain and rejection. The child feels not connected to the actions of the mother. Your jewelry per se is important than me. They should not run away with your jewelry, but they should run away with me. It then narrows down to the kind of mothers and fathers we have. Let us be sincere. If that father was available at home, I don't think the mother would want to go for a maid of sorts. She wouldn't. So the mother tends to protect her jewelry because they can find the baby with time, but the jewelry, they can't find the jewelry. And it also narrows down to the value the parents place on their children. You also stated about babies taking care of babies now. Babies are also giving birth to babies now.
Indeed.
So you find out that our society as a whole, when we now narrow down ourselves to this selfish and greedy lifestyle, unfortunately, it started happening. Before, we have seen people will drop their children for neighbors. Take care of my baby. I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the market.
Mm-hmm.
Even when from certain day, when the baby is crying, I don't know if that happened in your own client, another breastfeeding mother will breastfeed this one. Your mommy is coming.
Interesting.
But can we do it now? We don't trust ourselves anymore. Everybody is a suspect among ourselves. Well, this is how our parents brought us up.
But is it anyone's fault directly that they're suspicious of those that they can't trust their what do you call them, maids and housekeepers? Is it anybody's fault?
Yes, it's our fault. To a point, we never love these maids. To a point, we punish them. As early as 4 o'clock, we brought them water to wake up. Start working. The maid will do virtually everything. The maid has not finished washing this. We are calling them on this. We are just punishing them and they started getting resentment upon us. They started seeing themselves as we against them. Why did my mother punish us like this? And take a proper look of most of these women who are busy punishing children of today. They once made before. We check properly. Until we get to that point to restructure our mind that we are human beings. God kept us here for a purpose. The 1 million naira in your account is not for you alone. It's for a responsibility of the other neighbor who does not have a cup of garri. Until we get to that point to start taking care of ourselves, the war will continue. It's like a war of attrition, where the smaller ones will start eating the bigger ones gradually, gradually. The onus lies in us.
The onus lies on us. Interesting. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning. Oh, dear. Good morning. Please turn off your radio set, please.
Good
morning.
Hello?
Good morning, please. Good morning.
I want to suggest that if a parent, both the father and the mother, they agree on things, you really don't need a maid. Okay. If the woman can stay home until the child is 3 years old, the last child, hello?
Yes,
the last child is three. You can drop her off in nursery one and go to work. Drop them in school, go to work. Then you come and pick them after work, maybe 4 o'clock, because sometimes they do lesson. Or you pick them at 1, keep them in your office till 4, you come home. And then the fathers can help. In the mornings, especially, you see the woman who bathes and say, the children will make food, and the man will just stand there watching. Because when you go to church, men are always early, it's the women that come late. So if you do your part as a father, maybe you come back home, you close work by 4, you go pick the children, the one goes there, another. Just, you know, plan yourself. This issue of me, sometimes you really don't need them. And then if you're bent on getting mates, like I've heard so many men calling you, they need teenagers, I want to tell you that some of these men abuse their mates. They sleep with them. And that's why they run away.
That's another worry.
I've seen so many instances, men sleeping behind their wife. So many instances. You know, they run away without saying anything. Because madam will deal with them. So if you want to get a maid, try and treat the child like a human being. And then fulfill your promise. They say, oh, we'll bring her, she'll go to school, she'll learn. I had one child say, hey, you told my mother that I would learn tailoring. After I stayed in your house 4 years, you didn't do anything for her, she left. So I think it depends on the couple. Just plan your time and take care of your children. They didn't beg you to have them. Thank you.
Interesting. Hi, Jude. Why are some callers sounding as though the role of childcare is strictly that of the woman? Did she form the baby by herself? Okay, all right, let's see now. This one here says, hi, Jude, good morning. A lot of men in our society are actually selfish. No fault of theirs is the societal makeup. Over in the US, you have people who are becoming house husbands, taking out time to promote and take care of their children. Why aren't we doing the same here? Everything seems to be stopping at the foot of the mother. It's not fair. And this one here says, hi, Jude, good morning. It's not enough to find out where the child is from. You can have a good child and ask that child to come and help you raise your child. You can even be good to the children or to your maid, and the maid will still do something bad to your child. There is no hard and fast rule to this. The best way is to find a way to be more present in your child's life. It's a very difficult one, and I can totally understand the sentiments it's bringing up. Well, my name is Jude. We hope this, in a way, sparks you to have more conversations with your partner and with those who stay around you.